The Come This Far podcast is brought to you by ADSuits.com. AD Suits designs the most affordable, inexpensive, high-quality men's suits, tuxedos, shirts, ties, and accessories that you can buy online. AD Suits believes in a down-to-earth approach to men's fashion and that the most stylish suits should be accessible to everyone. Looking sharp shouldn't cost a fortune. How do they do it? They have amazing suits starting at $39. I know it sounds like a gimmick. Trust me, I thought it was too. When I started running for office, when I became an elected official, I had like one suit. I would wear it to church, I would wear it to funerals, but I realized that running for office and being an elected official, I had to have more than one suit, but I didn't want to pay $500 for a suit or even $100 for a suit. So I went to adsuits.com. I found it on Google, and guess what? They're my favorite suits. I wear them all the time. I have like five of them because they cost $49 each. Some of them cost $39 each. How do they do it? Well, by manufacturing their own suits, they cut out any middleman. And also by operating only online, no brick and mortar stores, they eliminate expenses. So in the end, they can bring you a nice suit for under $50. And they're not cheap. They're not cheap. They feel the same as my $500 suit that was gifted to me by my father. Okay? They are amazing. And you don't feel like you have to be restricted, because if you get it messed up, if you tear it, if you get it stained, it's only $40. Who cares? Throw it away and buy a new one. That's the way suits should be. And they should be comfortable, and they should be well fitted, and they should look nice, but they should not be a fortune to wear. So do yourself a favor, go to adsuits.com today. You won't be sorry.
What is your emergency?
Oh my God, my husband. I don't know. Something's wrong with him. Something's happening in the bathroom. I can't get him out. Okay. My address is 3 Road, Stafford, Arizona, 854-546. Please come quickly.
20. Sorry, ma'am. 3
Road, Stafford, Arizona.
If you need a, do you need an ambulance?
It might be drugs, yes. Cooper, honey, come on, outside.
I'm going to transfer you to the ambulance. Have her address ready.
Okay, thank you.
Sorry, Ms. with dispatcher 184. What is the address of your emergency?
Road, please come quickly. It's probably heroin.
What road?
Hold it.
Okay, and you said you think it's heroin, like an overdose?
Yes, I do, yes.
Who is this, that overdose?
I caught him doing drugs a couple of weeks ago. And he told me he's dumb.
Okay, but who is this? Like, how old are they?
Oh, he's dumb. 34. He'll be 34 this year.
Okay, and is this your son?
No, this is my husband.
Your husband, okay. He's not conscious right now?
No, Chris.
Is he breathing?
Chris. Yes, Chris. Oh my God, Chris, honey, are you okay? He's throwing up everywhere.
Okay, let him throw up. Just if he's unconscious, help him to throw. Like, just let him throw up and keep his airway clear, okay?
Okay.
Do you know if this was an accident or intentional?
I don't think it was intentional, but I don't see anything in here.
Okay, well, just let him throw up. Does his breathing seem to be normal?
No, Chris, honey.
Bleeding from, like
I don't know. There's blood on the tissue.
Okay. Does he seem to be throwing that up? time you saw him normal?
Oh, there's a rash all over his leg. He seemed fine a few minutes ago.
Okay. So he looked normal to you about a few minutes ago, like 10, 15 minutes ago?
Yes. My front door is... Oh, my God.
Okay, yeah, just take a deep breath from you.
I'm so sorry. I just want to make sure
that I know it's kind of scary, but someone's on the way. I just need to get some information from you to help them a little bit more. Okay.
I'm so sorry.
Okay.
Yes.
So about 10 to 15 minutes ago, he seemed normal.
Yes.
Okay. Is he conscious right now, or is he still unconscious but throwing up?
Chris, his eyes are open, but he's not breathing right.
Normally?
No. He's, like, wheezing. His eyes are really, really big. Chris,
okay,
can you respond? His heart's going really fast.
Okay, that's fine. Can you talk to him and see if he's acknowledging you're there?
He's not.
He's not? Okay, where is he at? Is he on the floor? Is he on the chair?
No, he's on the floor in my bathroom.
Okay, so what I want you to do for right now, if he's done throwing up, I want you to make sure he is on his back, flat on his back.
I just found a syringe in his pocket.
Okay, if he's flat on his back, I want you to tilt his head back, if he'll let you, and open his mouth. We just want to make sure he keeps breathing, okay?
Tilted back and open.
His what's open?
It's tilted back and open.
Okay. Can you tell me how he's breathing? Does he seem to be breathing normal, or does he seem to have shallow breathing?
No, it's not normal.
Okay.
It's shallow.
Okay, so what I want from you right now is I want you to tell me every time he takes a breath in, I want you to say the word now.
Now.
Until I tell you to stop.
Okay. Now.
Okay. All right. I'm going to go ahead and have you stop. But that's what she said.
Oh.
All right. So what is he doing right now, okay?
He's either, like, kind of closed, kind of open, and he's just, like, kind of gasping, breathing. Like, Aeon's saying it's not, like...
It's normal breathing.
It's breathing. It's not normal, though.
Okay. So what we're going to try to do, because he is attempting to breathe, we're going to keep the airway open. Give me just a moment. I may have you try CPR, but if he tries to push you off, then that's fine. That means he's at least conscious enough and acknowledging that, you know, he has some awareness. So give me one second, okay?
Okay.
A Safford City Council member is suspending his campaign for Congress after he says he suffered a heroin
A Safford City Councilman
overdose.
Has suspended his campaign for Congress after suffering a heroin overdose.
His name is Chris Taylor. You may have actually know the name very well. It's been very publicized here in the Arizona media and the Arizona press.
Chris Taylor was running for the Republican nomination to challenge Democrat Tom O'Halloran this November.
And tonight, Chris Taylor says he is seeking treatment for substance abuse.
We first met Chris Taylor in 2017 as we dug in on the opioid problem plaguing the eastern Arizona city of Safford.
In a previous campaign ad, Taylor opened up about his struggles with opioid addiction after two tours in Afghanistan.
Taylor, a veteran who fought off addiction to open his own treatment center, was poised to be the success story for Safford. But he went backwards as old demons resurfaced last week, a relapse that resulted in an overdose. In a statement to suspend his congressional campaign, Taylor was very direct, saying, quote, "I'm not going to hide from this. I'm not ashamed of what happened. I wish to sincerely apologize to the amazing people who have supported me. It's a haunting reminder of a dark past that will always be looking over the shoulder of a bright future."
All right, everybody, welcome to this special edition of the Come This Far podcast with Chris Taylor. I'm your host, Chris Taylor, and today is a special day. It's a special day. 1 year ago, that nightmare occurred that you just listened to, the 911 tape of my overdose incident. Now, I want to be very clear with all of you for just a moment. Well, I'm always very clear with you, but let me talk about this just really quick. The reason I decided to share this 911 recording was to bring the reality of the situation into your home. This is a life and death struggle that we're dealing with right now. With the rise in fentanyl and the rise in heroin and other opioids in general flooding into our communities, people are dying. And the only reason that I didn't die that night is because I was blessed to have an amazing wife who acted cool and calm in the most extreme situation, the most traumatic situation. You might be wondering right now, why did the 911 recording stop right when she was about to give me CPR? And that's something that I've been asking for a year now. I don't know. I haven't gotten an answer. This recording was given to CBS Channel 5, and that's all they would give them. I have my theories about why they cut it off right when she was about to give me CPR, and that's because the dispatcher is very clear with her, right? If you give him CPR and he reacts and he pushes you off or he does anything like that, that's okay. That's good. That means he is alive, right? And that's, they say that because that happens often when you're brought back from an overdose. You react in a way that is fight or flight, and your body, your mind is not coherent, not conscious. But I am certain that it would show that the charges that they ultimately charged me with, the aggravated assault, all of that would have been unfounded based on the 911 recording. But that's in the past. I don't care about that. I just was going to clarify that, why I didn't cut that off at there. That's all that they would release. And anyway, that's not neither here nor there. That's not what this video is about. That's not what I don't really even care about that. That's over. That's in the past. I wanted to bring this this to light, to bring a reality to those of you who may be struggling right now. You've relapsed. Maybe you're on the verge of relapsing. Maybe you're struggling. I just want to tell you that it's not, you know, that horrific incident. You know, even though I'm alive today, that is something that you do not want to put your family through. That's not something that you want to put yourself through. That's not something that should ever occur. And so if you're struggling, if you need help, please just reach out and get the help you need, because not in a million years. I've been struggling with opioid addiction since I was 16 years old, and I've never ever even come close to an overdose. And I thought that my tolerance was so high that would never happen ever. But you just don't know what is in these drugs that you put into your body, and you never know how your body's going to react. And you really are playing Russian roulette every time you do that. And this 911 recording kind of shows the horror, right? The panic, the chaos, the grief, the sadness, the overwhelming feeling of my wife was traumatized. You don't want to put your family through that. And not only that, but most of the time you will not survive. Because we go and usually use drugs away from everybody. You know, there's nobody going to be around when you overdose, and nobody's going to be there to revive you. The only reason that I was is because I had a overwhelming feeling to just do that last bit of heroin that I had and get it over with, and the next day was going to be a new day. I was going to go get the help that I needed. I was going to suspend my campaign for Congress. I was going to check myself in, and my original plan that day was to wait until the following morning and go off in my truck somewhere secluded and do that. And if that would have happened, I would not be here today. That is as true can be. And I'm grateful that I am here. And I'm grateful for my wife. This last year has been an amazing ride, amazing personal growth and family growth. It's unfortunate that it took that traumatic event to, you know, get me where I needed to be. But, you know, it is what it is. But I hope that this, listening to this, will motivate, you know, any one of you to say, you know what, I'm not gonna do this anymore. I'm gonna go get help. There's no one last shot, right? There's no one last time to use. It's now or never. It can all be over in a blink of an eye. Too many people are dying right now. Too many people are suffering in silence. And I hope that this will open some eyes and get some people some help. And that's the only reason that I decided to share this. I wish that I had the rest, because my wife says that she was on the phone with the dispatcher for at least 10 more minutes. But you know, I don't know. You can make up your own mind about that. I don't want to cause any issues. I don't want to have any trouble with anybody. It makes you think, why would they not, provide the rest of the tape? And I think that's because it would have crumbled their narrative of what actually happened that night. But like I said, I'm I say that I'm past that, and I am processing and moving past that in a healthy way. It's still a sore spot for sure, just because of the way that the police report was written and the way that all of that took place still leaves a bad taste in my mouth a year later. But I don't harbor any ill will towards anybody. I know that if it wasn't for my wife, and if it wasn't for those amazing first responders that came and got things under control, subdued me, revived me, helped me, that's all that matters. And if those people are listening to this, you know who you are. I just want to look you in the eye and say thank you, and apologize for my actions that night. You can believe me or not believe me, but I had no recollection or I was not conscious, and I would never have done that to either of you in any other situation. And you know that, and I know you know that, but I'm sorry, and that's all I can say. I'm glad, I'm blessed, I'm happy that nobody was hurt, and that we are all here with our families today. I know that it doesn't always end that way, and so nobody put us in that situation but me, and I take full responsibility for that. But you know, so today is a year since that incident happened. So that means tomorrow will be a year of me being completely sober and back in recovery. So yeah, you know, it's a time to reminisce. Maybe not reminisce is not the right word. Reflect about this incident. But you know, the part that I choose to celebrate and remember is the next day. You know, the next day when I was in the place that I needed to be, and I was able to get the help that I needed for myself and for my family, and that's why I'm here today. So this is it. This is a short little message to all of you. I hope that you will reach out for help if you need it, because you never know when it's going to be too late. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Come This Far podcast with Chris Taylor. I will catch you all on the next one. Thank you.